Hello, my name is Joshua Correa, and I want to welcome you to Spiritual Arms, 5 Minutes for the Battle, brought to you by Cap'n. Let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, shape our hearts and minds so that we can do the will of God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, I want to focus on mission and salvation. And right now, we're going to turn to St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 1 and 17 through 20. And this is the return of the 70. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to come. The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." And now I want to turn to the Old Testament, and we're going to go to Numbers chapter 11, verses 16 through 17 and 24 through 25. And this is the 70 elders. "And the Lord said to Moses, 'Gather for me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them, and bring them to the tent of meeting, and let them take their stand there with you. And I will come down and I will talk with you there, and I will take some of the spirit which is upon you and put it on them.' So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered 70 men of the elders of the people and placed them round about the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him, and took some of the spirit that was upon him and put it upon the 70 elders. And when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied." Now I want to look at two paragraphs from the Catechism. The first paragraph is 542, "The Kingdom of God is at hand." Christ stands at the heart of this gathering of men into the family of God. By his word, through signs that manifest the reign of God, and by sending out his disciples, Jesus calls all people to come together around him. And next is paragraph 682. "When he comes at the end of time to judge the living and the dead, the glorious Christ will reveal the secret disposition of hearts and will render to each man according to his works and according to his acceptance or refusal of grace." Now, in this gospel passage, we see Jesus guiding his disciples to focus on what is important. He tells them to rejoice that their names are written in heaven, as opposed to rejoicing that the demons are subject to them. In a word, this can be seen as a warning against spiritual pride. Other warnings against spiritual pride can be seen in the following passages of Scripture. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name?' And then will I declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers.'" Now we turn to Revelation chapter 20, verses 12 and 15. "And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Also another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, by what they had done. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire." If the disposition of our heart is to boast about the works we do in Jesus' name, and we do not care about the salvation of souls, then we jeopardize our own salvation. Our heart should be set on the love of God and love of neighbor. We should be about the mission of Jesus and helping others to turn their hearts to the Blessed Trinity. An example of this can be seen in James chapter 5, verses 19 through 20. "My brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, Let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from the error of his ways will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. When you pray, ask God the Father to reveal his love for you so that you can do his will. Avoid the temptation of spiritual pride and ask him to bring about a burning zeal for the salvation of souls. Thank you for joining us. May God bless and keep you.